愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you.
我想继续跟大家来查考神跟人的关系。
Today I will continue to study with you the relationship between God and man.
在马拉基书里面，我们可以看出来啊，以色列百姓啊跟神的关系不是很好。
In the book of Malachi, we can see that the Israelites did not have a very good relationship with God.
所以在主耶稣出生前四百年，叫做黑暗时代。
So 400 BC, this is known as the Dark Ages.
就是他们的信仰非常的低落。
And this is a very low point in their faith.
那在马拉基书里面，我们可以看到以色列百姓对神不了解。
And in the book of Malachi, we can see that the Israelites did not know God.
所以很多事情神不喜欢，他们不知道。
So there were a lot of things that were not pleasing to God, but they didn't know what those things were.
很多时候神觉得他们有问题，但是他们不会觉得。
A lot of times God felt that they had problems, but they did not realize these things.
我们活在地面上最重要的关系是我们跟神的关系。
When we live in this earth, the most important relationship is the relationship between us and God.
除了我们工作上要努力之外，
Apart from putting effort in our work,
如果我们跟神的关系好，
If we have a good relationship with God,
其实我们一生根本就没有什么可以忧虑，
Then our whole life we have nothing to worry about.
因为跟神的关系好，神的恩典很丰富。
Because if our relationship with God is good, then our life will be full of abundant blessings.
所以在信仰生活里面，这个是最重要一个重点。
So this is the main point in our faith.
但是有时候我们信主一辈子还不知道这一点。
But we may believe for a long time and we still do not understand this point.
就是在世界上一直拼。
So we put our effort in striving after things in this world.
但是不知道我们跟神的关系好不好。
But we do not know if our relationship with God is good.
因为这样生活缺乏神的恩典。
Because of this, we lack blessings from God in our lives.
所以付出很多得到很少。
So we give a lot, but we obtain little.
那生活充满着忧虑、害怕。
And our lives are full of worries and fear.
家庭里面很多问题。
Our families have many problems.
婚姻很多问题。
Our marriage has problems.
这个都是因为跟神的关系不好。
This is all because we do not have a good relationship with God.
所以马拉基书是旧约时代的结束。
So Malachi is the ending of the Old Testament.
最后就是在提到神人的关系。
And it records the relationship between man and God.
那今天我们来看第二章。
Today we will study chapter 2.
马拉基书的第二章。
Malachi chapter 2.
十七节。
Verse 17.
你们用言语反锁神，你们还说我们在什么事上反锁他呢？因为你们说凡行恶的，神看为善。并且他喜悦他们，或说公义的神在哪里呢？
Verse 17, you have wearied the Lord with your words. How have you wearied him, you ask, by saying all who do evil are good in the eyes of the Lord, and he is pleased with them, or where is the God of justice?
这个十七节说你们用言语反锁神。
In verse 17, it says that we have wearied the Lord with your words.
有时候我们跟一个人在一起，如果他讲的话常常让我们觉得很不高兴，我们就不喜欢跟他在一起。
Sometimes when we are in the company of someone who says things that we do not like to listen to, then we don't like to hang out with them.
有时候夫妻之间如果你讲的话常常是反锁了对方，有时候这个关系就会有问题。
And sometimes between spouses, if what you say will worry the other your partner, then this will cause problems.
但是以色列百姓他讲很多话，其实神觉得很烦。
But the Israelites spoke many words that were wearying, that were wearying God.
但是他们自己还不知道。
But they did not realize this.
那这里提到一点。
Here mentions one point.
说行恶的，神看起来是好的。
And that is all who do evil are good in the eyes of the Lord.
并且神喜欢那些作恶的人。
And that is to say that.They were pleasing in the eyes of God.
当然神不高兴。
Of course, God was not very pleased with this.
因为神是圣洁、是正直的神。
Because God is a God of justice.
那现在我们把神讲作作恶也没有关系。
And now you are saying that God is a God who is pleased with doing evil.
那行恶的神也会喜欢他。
And even those who do evil are good in the eyes of God.
那这样就把神的本性啊，已经把它扭曲了。
And this is changing the divine nature of God.
啊，如果有一天人在论到我们
，if someone is talking to us，
啊，论了，谈在评价我们
，or they are critiquing us，
啊，说我们这个人是喜欢坏人。
And saying that we are one who likes bad people.
啊，喜欢跟坏人在一起。
We like to hang out with those who do evil.
啊，坏的他都看作好的。
And we see evil as good.
啊，当然，这个我们听了也很不高兴啊。
Of course, when we hear this, we will not be very happy.
那为什么以色列百姓会这样讲
？So why would the Israelites say this?
啊，主要就是当时世代啊发生了一些事情。
The main reason is because there are some things that happened during that time.
特别是一些罪恶的事情。
And these things were sinful things.
好像都没有什么报应。
And it seems like there was no answer or punishment.
做坏的没有坏的报应，做好的没有好的回应。
So those who did evil, they were not punished, and those who did good, there was no reward.
所以我们就可以看第三章的第五节。
So if you look in chapter 3, verse 5,
万军的神说我必临到你们施行审判我必速速做见证警戒行邪术的犯奸淫的起假誓的亏负人工价的欺压寡妇孤儿的枉取寄居的和不敬畏我的
Verse 5, so I'll come near to you for judgment. I'll be quick to testify against sorcerers, adulterers, and perjurers, against those who defraud laborers of their wages, who oppress the widowers and the fatherless, and deprive aliens of justice, but do not fear me, says the Lord Almighty.
所以这里啊，神说，我要临到你们，要行审判。
So here the Lord said that he will come near to you for judgment.
接下来他就讲很多了。
And he said a lot following that.
行邪术的。
The sorcerers,
犯奸淫的
adulterers,
起假誓的
perjurers,
亏负人的工价的
those who defraud laborers of their wages,
欺压孤儿寡妇的
and oppress the widows and the fatherless,
驱往寄居的
and deprive aliens of justice.
所以他们中间有很多的罪
So amongst them, they had a lot of sin.
但是好像都没有报应
But there was no repay.
所以他们就觉得说那个第二章最后一句话说公义的神在哪里如果有神神难道是公义的吗
And that is why in the last phrase in chapter 2 it says where is the God of justice
有时候我们有时候我们在观看我们周围
Sometimes when we look at our surroundings
可能也有人也有这样的感觉
We may also have this common feeling
犯罪没有关系啊你看谁犯罪他也没有怎样
It is okay to sin. Look at that person who sinned. Nothing happened to that person.
同居没有关系啊，你看谁同居也没有怎样。
Or it is okay to cohabitate because nothing happened to them either.
所以我们就开始在妄论神说啊，犯罪也没关系啊。
So we start to say that God is a God who is pleased with evil.
那常常因为这样，我们自己就找一个借口也去做。
And so because of this, we find excuses for ourselves to also act in that way.
那有的人是比较公义啊，他就会问一个问号，难道神在教会吗？
But some people are more just and they will ask, is God in the church?
公义的神在哪里？
Where's the God of justice?
为什么善没有善报，恶没有恶报？
Why is there no good reward for those who do good and evil for those who do evil?
那这样人在议论的时候，神就不喜欢了。
But when men ask these things, God is not pleased.
为什么？
Why?
因为圣经在这里有讲啊，神是没有改变的。第六节，第三章。
Because in chapter 3, verse 6, it says that God does not change.
神是没有改变的。
The Lord does not change.
那神的公义、神的慈爱都没有改变的。
That means that His justice and His love does not change.
那如果神的公义没有改变
，If God's justice does not change,
那为什么？罪没有罚，善没有赏。
Then why is there no consequence to sin and to good?
首先我们来看圣经里面这样说。
Let us turn to what the Bible says.
诗篇的三十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 37.
诗篇三十七篇。
Psalm 37.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这个大卫做的事。
This is a psalm of David.
不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那不义的生出嫉妒。
Verse 1, do not fret because of evil men or be envious of those who do wrong.
为作恶的心怀不平就是 他最后得到很多利益，但是没有什么发生。
So fretting because of evil men, it's because they've done a lot of evil, but nothing happens to them.
啊，不要向不义的生出嫉妒。
Or be envious of those who do wrong.
啊，为什么会嫉妒？
Why would you be envious?
我所到手一辈子也没有得到什么，而那个人这样作恶，他反而很通达。
I've kept the truth for my whole life, but nothing has happened to me, and that person has done wrong, but yet they still obtain something good.
但是为什么不要嫉妒，也不要心怀不平？
So why does it tell us not to fret or be envious?
第二节。
Verse 2.
因为他们如草被割下，又如青菜快要枯干。
For like the grass, they will soon wither, and like green plants, they will soon die away.
也就是说，他的结论哦，人如果作恶啊。行不义，它的结果一定是不好的。
That is to say, if one sins and does wrong, the conclusion is bad.
但是如果我们常常因为作恶没有恶报，愤愤不平，会怎样？
But if we fret because there is no evil for doing evil.
我们看第八节。
Then let us look at verse 8.
当止住怒气，离弃愤怒，不要为心怀不平，不要心怀不平以致作恶。
Verse 8, refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil.
因为我如果常常这样作恶，有一天可能这样愤愤不平，有一天可能我们去作恶，或者教会我不来了，不来了，不要了，不要信了。
Or sometimes if we continue to fret, then we will do evil, or we may not continue to come to church.
但是第九节。
Verse 9.
作恶的必被剪除，等候神的必承受地土。
For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land.
这个被剪除有两个解释。
So to be cut off, there are two explanations.
一个就是在灵里面呢，神已经把它剪掉了。
One is to be cut off spiritually.
就是说他跟救恩没有份了。
So they have no part with salvation.
所以圣经才说，神所爱的，神才会管教。
And so that is why the Bible says that God disciplines those who He loves.
那如果一个人作恶，神都不管教，很可能神已经把他剪掉了，不要了。
If the person who does evil is not disciplined by God, maybe God has already cut them off.
所以有一个老信徒，他大概90岁离世。
There was an old member who passed away when he was 90 years old.
然后他离世以前呢，神就带他去看天国。
And before he passed away, God took him to look at heaven.
他回来就很害怕。
And when he came back, he was very fearful.
他就告诉他太太。
He told his wife.
他说我在天国看到谁谁谁，就是他的儿子，他的亲戚，在天国没有名，在天国没有名字。
Oh, so he said that in heaven he saw a certain number of people, his sons, and who they didn't have any names in heaven.
还有包括他的太太说你也没有名字在里面。
And he said that to his wife that you included, you don't have a name in heaven either.
那他太太没有洗礼啊。
And his wife had not been baptized.
他听了很害怕，因为他很爱他先生，所以他先生离世以后，他太太就来受洗，就很热心了。现在很九十几岁，还很虔诚。
So the wife loved her husband, and she was very afraid. So after her husband passed away, she came and she was baptized until the Till she was 90 years old, she was still very zealous for the Lord.
那其他他讲的那些说天国没有名字，有其中很多都是洗礼过的。
And the people that he said had no name in heaven, a lot of them had already been baptized.
有的也常常来教会啊。
Some of them came to church often.
但是他说他没有名，他们都天国没有名字。
But he said that in heaven they had no name.
就是他已经被剪掉了。
That is to say they have already been cut off.
所以不是说作恶神就不会报应，不是这样。
So it is not to say that God will not repay evil.
因为有的一直作恶或者做很大的恶的时候，他已经被剪掉，你再怎么做都没有关系，因为已经跟神没有份了。
Because those who continue to do evil and who are wicked, they've already been cut off. So even if they continue to do what is wrong, it doesn't matter anymore.
但是我们看诗篇的三十七篇。
If you look at Psalm 37.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
义人的脚步被神立定，他的道路神也喜爱。三十四节，二十四节，二十三、二十四。
Verse 23 and 24.
他虽然失脚，也不至全身扑倒，因为神用手扶缠他。二十五节。
Verse 25.
我从前年幼，现在年老，却未见过义人被弃，也未见过他的后裔向人讨饭。这个是大卫讲的。
This is what David said.
他说义人的脚步神立定。
He says the Lord delights in a man's way.
啊，虽然失脚，就是说有时候好像快跌倒，神保守他不会全身扑倒。
And even though he stumbled, he will not fall.
哦，就是神在看顾他。
Because God is watching over him.
不是说做善没有好报啊。
Didn't they say that there is no reward for those who do good?
这个脚步被神立定，失脚神扶他，这个就是神的爱。
So to have your steps firm and to have God hold on to you when you stumble, this is the love of God.
好像彼得，他真的是一个好人。
Just like Peter, he was a good person.
他真的要跟耶稣，要跟耶稣一起死。
He wanted to follow Jesus and he wanted to die with Jesus.
但是他没有靠神。
But he did not rely on God.
但是他快跌倒的时候，神真的，主耶稣用祷告扶住他。
But when he was about to stumble, God prayed for him to help him.
啊，但是犹大就不是好人。
But Judas was not a good person.
他偷钱啊。
Because he stole money.
但是神还是，主耶稣还是提醒他。
But Jesus continued to remind him.
但是他不愿意改变，魔鬼就进去了。
But as he was unwilling to repent, Satan entered into him.
那二十五节。
Verse 25.
大卫说：“我从前年幼，一直看到险境，现在年纪大，我没有看过义人被神丢弃。”
David said, "I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken."
哦，这句话很重要啊。
This is a very important phrase.
义人不会被神丢弃。
The righteous will not be forsaken by God.
然后。也没有见过他的后裔向人讨饭
or their children begging bread、
哦、就是神的恩典会临到这个人而且会临到他的子孙
that is to say that God's blessing will come upon that person and their descendants、
哦、所以当我们在教会生活中看到好像恶没有恶报善也没有善报的时候我们不能够议论神
and so when we see in the church that the good are not being rewarded for their good and the evil are not being punished for evil And we cannot question God.
啊，因为有一些事情神在灵界里面做的，我们不知道。
Because God is doing some things in the spiritual realm that we cannot see.
那有一些事情神将来要怎么做，我们也不知道。
In some things God will do in the future, and we do not know these things either.
啊，但是神的公义绝对没有改变。
But we know that God's justice has not changed.
啊，当一个人行善，神一定会用善对待他。
When a person does good, God will repay them with good.
啊，一个人作恶，一定会有一个结果。
And when one does evil, there will be a conclusion.
啊，我们看诗篇的七十三篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 73.
啊，现在不同的作者。
This is from a different author.
啊，诗篇的七十三篇。
Psalm 73.
啊，神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart.
啊。清心就是没有罪的。
Pure in heart means there is no sin.
心里没有罪，这样的人，神实在对他好。
God is good to those who have no sin in their hearts.
第二节，我的脚啊，几乎失散，我的脚险些滑跌。第三节。
Verse three.
我见恶人跟狂傲人享平安，就心怀不平啊。第四节。
Four.
他们死的时候也没有疼痛，他们力量也却壮实。第五节。
Five.
不向别人受苦，也不向别人遭害。第六节。
Six.
所以骄傲如链子戴在他们的颈项，强暴像衣裳遮盖他们的身体。这个接下去就是说，一些人呢、啊，就是没有遵循道理啊，在世界上为非作歹的人。
So this continues to talk about those who do not abide by the truth.
哦，他活得很平安。
But they live very peaceful lives.
身体很健康。
They are healthy.
没有遭灾难。
And they do not encounter any disasters.
一切都很顺利。
Everything is very smooth for them.
啊，那这个人真的看了以后就很难想不通了。啊，就是我们刚刚讲的马拉基书，到底神在哪里？如果有神，神的公义在哪里
？So the author cannot understand this, and like Malachi, he asks, "Where is God? Where is the God of justice?"
啊，我们看十六节。
Let us look at verse 16.
七十三篇十六节。
73 verse 16.
等我思想，怎能明白这个事？眼看实系为难。
When I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me.
哦，所以我们只是用我们的肉眼这样看哦，然后你一直去想，一直想哦，眼看实系为难啊，真的是很难解释。
And so when we only observe with our fleshly eyes and we try to understand it, we cannot understand it, and it becomes very oppressive to us.
那现在要怎么去？解这个解，神是公义的，但是为什么这些作恶的人哦活得这么平安这么顺利
So how do we solve or untie this knot?
17节。
Verse 17.
等我进了神的圣所, 思想他们的结局。 要进到神的圣所。
You have to enter the sanctuary of God.
也就是说, 站在神的立场来想这一些人的结局。
That is to think of the result of these people from the perspective of God.
18节。
Verse 18.
你实在把他们安在滑地, 使他们掉在沉沦中。
Surely you place them on slippery ground, you cast them down to ruin.
所以我们在神的面前一想的时候, 你就通了, 因为在最后审判了, 一切都是公平的。
So when you think of these things in front of God, then all of these things make sense, because at the judgment day, God is just.
所以有时候我们不需要把公义拿到自己的手, 啊, 神不出面, 我自己出手好, 不需要这样。
So we do not need to take justice into our own hands and reward those for doing evil.
为什么? 因为最后有一个审判, 在那个时候一切都是公平了。
Because in the end there is a judgment, and at that time everything will be fair and just.
所以这个诗篇的人想到这一点, 他就不敢作恶。
So when the psalmist thought of this, he did not dare do evil.
反而更渴望神。
But he longed for And he longed for God.
所以25节。
So in verse 25.
除了你以外，在天上我有谁呢？ 除了你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Who am I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you.
27节。
Verse 27.
远离你的必要死亡，离弃你行邪术的，行邪淫的都要灭绝。
Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you.
所以一看远一点到最后作恶一定会灭亡。
So when you look in the long term, these people, they will perish.
但是亲近神的人一定有益处。
But those who draw near to God, there will be good for them.
所以马拉基书在这里, 当时的人议论神, 神就听了就很烦了。
So at the time when the Malachi, people in the time of Malachi were saying these things, this worried God.
所以很显然他们是不认识神。
So it's very evident that they do not know God.
所以他们议论神, 反而让神不喜悦。
And because they questioned God, God was not pleased with them.
好, 我们现在回来马拉基书的第三章。
Let us turn back to Malachi chapter 3.
马拉基书第三章的第一节。
Verse
1. 万军的神说, 我要差遣我的使者, 在我面前预备道路, 你们所寻求的主必忽然进到了殿, 立约的使者就是从你们景仰的快到了。 神说我要差遣我的使者, 那忽然要进到他的殿里面。
And so God said that he would send his messenger who would come to his temple.
就是要进到以色列百姓当中。
That is that he would enter the amongst the Israelites.
我们看 第三节。
Let us look at verse 3.
他必坐下炼净如银子, 他必洁净利未人，熬炼他们像金银一样，他们就凭公义献供物给神。 第四节。
Verse 4.
那是犹大跟耶路撒冷所献的供物，必蒙神悦纳，仿佛古时上古的日子一样。以前他们作恶，所以他献祭神不悦纳。
Before they did evil, so when they offered sacrifices, God did not accept them.
以前他们作恶, 所以很多人也觉得心里很难了解为什么神在哪里, 作恶也没有什么报应。
Before they did evil, and that is why they thought that there was no answer to them when they did evil, and where was God?
那现在神说, 我要差遣我的使者, 进到他们中间, 这个好像炼金的火, 好像跑, 漂布人的茧, 要把他们洁净。 然后他们奉献,
and now God said that he would send his messenger amongst the Israelites, and he would be a refiner and purifier, and he will purify them, and so their sacrifices would now be pleasing to God.
所以原来啊, 这些神的选民哦, 他有一些缺点, 啊, 他犯了一些罪, 神并没有马上把他剪掉, 为什么? 因为神爱他们。
So the chosen people of God had some shortcomings, they had some sin, but God did not cut them off immediately because he loved them.
那神爱他要怎么做呢?
So because God loved them, what did he do?
神要差遣他的使者下来,
he sent his messenger down
要炼净他们,
to refine them.
所以有时候我们就会遇到苦难。
So sometimes we will encounter difficulties.
这个就是神要改变我们。
This is God trying to change us.
神爱我们，神要改变我们，而不是说你一犯罪，神就把你剪掉。
God loves us, so He wants to change us. It is not to say that He will cut us off immediately after we sin.
那如果神改变我们，我们愿意被改变，那我们洁净了自己，我们献的祭，神要继续悦纳。
If God changes us and we are willing to be changed and we are purified by God, then our sacrifices and offerings will be acceptable to God.
所以这也是为什么说，我们在生活当中常常遇到一些患难。
That is why we say that we have to, we have to encounter some trials in our own lives.
罗马书里面说，患难生忍耐。
In the book of Romans, it says trials, gives way to perseverance.
然后忍耐生老练。那英文叫 character， 忍耐就生 character。
And perseverance, character。
这个 character 再翻过来就是个性。
And character is your personality。
也就是说，神让我们遇到一些困难患难，为什么要改变我们的个性
？And so that is to say that God allows us to encounter these trials to change our character。
有时候，如果你发现一个人个性不好，你根本就不跟他当朋友。
If you realize that a person's personality is not very good, then you don't want to be friends with them.
但是神不是这样。
But God is not like this.
既然已经洗礼，你就是神的儿女。
When you are baptized, you are the children of God.
那你个性不好怎么办？
So what do we do if we cannot change our character?
神要帮助我们改变我们自己。
If you have a bad character, then God will help you change yourself.
那最后一步就是患难。
And in the end is tribulation.
使我们能够渐渐进步。
And tribulation allows us to improve gradually.
那这样我们就越来越像主耶稣。
So that in the end we can be more like Christ.
能够继续在享受他的恩典。
And we can continue to enjoy his blessings.
远离罪恶，享受神的恩典。
To depart from evil and to enjoy his blessings.
所以不是神的公义不存在。
It is not to say that God's justice does not exist.
也不是神喜欢行恶的人。
Or that he likes those who do evil.
是因为神的怜悯。
It is because of God's mercy.
神希望给人有机会，神也愿意帮助人来改变这个人。
He wants to give each one of us an opportunity, and He's willing to help a person change.
所以当时的人妄论神，神就不喜欢。
So when the people during that time, they questioned God, God did not like this.
我们再回来看马拉基书第三章。
So let us turn back to Malachi chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
从第七节我们也可以看得出来，以色列百姓跟神的关系不好。
From verse 7, we can also see that the relationship between the Israelites and God was not very good.
第七节。
Verse
7. 万军的神说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在我要，你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却说，我们如何才转向你？
Verse 7, ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return?
这里神说，你已经偏离我的典章。
Here, God says that you have already departed and turned away from my decrees.
你如果，我的典章这个中文把它遮盖起来，就是你已经偏离我了，意思一样。
If you cover my from my decrees, then it means that you have turned away from me.
就是以色列民已经偏离了神了。
That is to say that Israelites have already departed and turned away from God.
那神说你要转向我，我就转向你们。
God said, "Return to me, and I will return to you."
但是对这个以色列百姓来讲，我们什么才叫转向你呢？
But for the Israelites, what does it mean for us to return to God?
所以对他们来讲，他们根本就不会觉得说我们偏离了神。
So the Israelites didn't realize that they had already turned from God.
如果他们不会觉得偏离了神，他们就不知道怎么才叫做转向神，因为这个两个是同一回事的。
If they didn't know that they had turned away from God, then they wouldn't know how to return to God.
好像你在开车，如果你不知道你已经走错了路，你就不可能再开回到原路。
That is
对的路。
So when you're driving, if you don't know that you've gone down the wrong path, then you don't know to return and go back on the path.
所以认识神真的是很重要。
So to know God and understand God is very important.
因为认识神，我们才知道说，自己是不是有偏了。
Only through knowing God, then we can know that whether or not we have turned away from Him.
因为神就是标准。
Because God is a standard.
那我们知道我们有偏了，我们才知道怎么转回来。
If we know that we have turned away from him, then that is when we know that we have to turn back to him.
所以有时候我们常常发现，如果一个人常常读圣经，常常听道理，这样人生活比较跟圣经的教训会比较接近。
So a person who constantly reads the Bible and listens to sermons, they will live a life that is closer to the Bible.
因为神的话在他里面，在引导他。
Because the word of God is in them, directing and guiding them.
但是如果都没有信耶稣，也很少聚会，这样的人他已经偏了，你跟他讲，他听不懂。
But for someone who does not come to church or does not believe, if you tell them the truth, they do not understand.
你一生只是为着事业。
Their whole life is just for their career.
放弃信仰，放弃家庭，就是为了赚更多钱。
They've given up their families and their faith just to make more money.
这个从圣经来讲，这是偏的。
From the perspective of the Bible, this is turning away.
但是一个人正投入的时候，你怎么讲他也听不懂。
But when a person has dedicated their life to this, even if you tell them, they do not understand.
有一天婚姻破裂了。
One day when their marriage is broken,
家庭发生问题了。
And they have family problems.
事业破产了。
They have lost their career.
冷静下来想。
And they calmly, they calm down and think of this.
我过去离开神这一段时间，到底我得到什么？
What have I obtained during the time I have departed from God?
后来他想通了。
When you think clearly about this,
原来就是要走在神的道路上。
Then you realize that you have to walk on the path of God.
所以认识神真的是很重要。
So to know God is very important.
那我们再想一个问题。
Let us think of another question.
你们转向我，我就转向你。
If you return to me, I will return to you.
所以神是在等。
So God is waiting.
说你只要转向我，我马上转向你。
If you return to me, then I will immediately return to you.
所以到底谁比较难改变？
So who is harder to change?
我们有时候常常讲神很难。
Sometimes you say that God is very difficult.
人这么小。
We are so minute.
好像微尘。
We're just like the dust.
那神呢？
But God.
非常大。
He is so great.
他坐在至高之处。
He is sitting at the high throne.
我们怎么有可能改变神？
How can we change God?
这样好像有理。
And this seems very reasonable.
但从圣经看起来，最难改变的不是神。
But from the perspective of the Bible, the hardest is not to change God.
神说我已经在等了，你只要转向我，我就转向你。
God is saying that I'm already waiting. You just have to return to me, and I'll return to you.
最难改变的是人。
This hardest part is to change man.
你愿意不愿意改变？
And
whether, 回转向神。
And whether or not you're willing to change and return to God.
有时候我们看到慕道朋友很多问题。
We see some truth seekers with a lot of problems.
家庭很多问题。
They have family problems.
有一个根本问题。
But they have a root problem.
就是你没有转向神。
And that is they do not return to God.
你没有以神为中心。
They have not put God as the center.
如果你转向神，以神为中心，你家的问题渐渐就会没有。
If you turn to God and put God as the center, then your family problems will go away one by one.
但是有的人他知道有这个问题，他知道主耶稣是答案，但是他就是不转。
But some people know that they have this problem and they know that God is the answer, but they are unwilling to turn.
所以真正困难是人很难改变，不是神。
The most difficult part is that man, it is hard to change man, not God.
那我们在想，那为什么神这么大，他要去理一个人，像微尘一样？
So then we think, if God is so great, then why does he even care about someone so little like a dust?
其实神跟人不是对等的。
God and man is not equal.
我们是对等的。
We are equal.
神跟我们不对等。
But God and us are not equal.
那神为什么要理我们这样的人？
So why would God even care about us?
这有一个答案。
There is only one answer.
就是神的慈爱，还有神的信实。
And that is the love of God.
还有 God's faithfulness, 神的信实。
And God's faithfulness.
就是这样。
And that is
就因为这个原因，所以我们回转向神，神就转向我们。
That is the sole answer as to why God wants us to return to him.
那现在他们说，我们才怎样才转向你呢？
And they ask, how are we to return?
第八节,
Verse 8.
神就开始举第一件事情。
God mentioned the first point.
人岂能夺取神的物呢？你们竟然夺取我的供物。你们却说，我在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是在你们当献的十分之一和当献的供物上。
Verse 8, will a man rob God, yet you rob me? But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings.
这里神不是说你偷我的东西。
Here God did not say that you are robbing me.
偷 steal.
Oh, you are stealing.
神说你是夺我的东西。
But God said you are robbing from me.
这是不太一样。
And these two are different.
夺的呢，这个罪是更深的。
Robbing is a greater sin.
就是你在当那的十分之一。
And that is, you have not given me the tithe.
那我们有时候也想不通啊，钱是我赚的。
And for some of us, you might not understand. You may think that you are earning the money.
见不见我的自由？什么叫做我抢神的钱？
This is my freedom. Why are you saying that I am robbing God?
第一个，能力是神给的。
First, ability comes from God.
第二个，机会是神给的。
And then second, opportunity comes from God.
第三个，生命是神给的。
Third, life comes from God.
这个三个，你只要缺乏一个，你就没有办法赚到钱。
Out of the three, if you lack one, then you cannot make money.
哦，所以人见识一间，这是对神的感谢。
And so, a lot of this is man's feeling towards God.
哦，因此这个没有见识一间叫夺取神的物。
But if you do not offer tithe, then you are robbing from God.
那这样当然，人跟神的关系就不好。
And then you will have a bad relationship between man and God.
不是说神要什么，神还缺乏什么。
It's not saying that God still lacks something or he needs something.
是神要人对他有一种感恩的心。
But God wants man to have a thanksgiving heart towards him.
那十分之一就是一种感恩。
So tithe is a form of thanksgiving.
那如果一切都从神来的，我们没有办法，十分之一都没有办法献，当然我们跟神的关系就有问题。
If everything comes from God, but we are unwilling to offer tithe, then there is a problem in our relationship with God.
那接下去啊，你这如果这样做，神就要赐福给你。
If we read on, we will realize that if we do this, then God will pour out His blessings upon us.
当然，这个福气我们不能都是以物质来想。
These blessings are not only material blessings.
神祝福有很多的福气。
God gives us many blessings.
心灵上的、灵性上的、家庭上的，不一定都是用钱来讲。
They may not equate to money, but they may be in our families or in our spirituality.
那转向神，神转向我们，神转向我们，他的恩典就临到我们。
If we return to God and God returns to us, then His blessings will come upon us.
所以我们看第三章。
So if you look in chapter 3,
我们要怎么跟神改善关系？
How do we change our relationship with God?
第一个就是不要妄论神。
First is that we should not critique or question God.
因为神很多事情是我们没有办法了解的。
Because there are many things that God does that we do not understand.
他的公义跟慈爱是不会改变的。
His justice and His love would never change.
第二个。
Second.
我们要转向神。
We must return to God.
神就转向我们。
And God will return to us.
唱诗。
Let us sing Him.
330是什么？
330.